Forward to this for several weeks. Very grateful to have all of our friends from Trinity Bible Church here. And if there are any representatives here from Nehalem Valley Community Church or Bridge City Fellowship or a couple of other churches that were invited as well, you're welcome. People from the community, friends of friends, I'm glad you're all here and hope that you're blessed this evening. The goal this evening is to present the story of Jesus Christ, his coming, and the work that he did on our behalf in scripture verse and in song. And at the end, Pastor Will also will share with us a few words from Scripture about the gospel. So we'll look forward to each of those pieces tonight. I want to touch on a few logistics first. If you haven't been here before, one of the most important things to know is the route to the restrooms. And that would have been if you'd continued on down this hall and taken the stairs. The men's restroom is down there on your right. For the women, you can either take this hall on the upstairs, and there's a restroom here, and there's also a restroom downstairs. If you have any issues finding that, ask a neighbor. Someone will probably be able to help you out. Also, I want to mention for those of you who may be performing music tonight, we're going to try to stay clear of this area for obvious reasons. So if you need to go up behind to get to these upper mics up here, please enter over here on the left-hand side and exit the same way so we don't trip over chords. We'll have a couple of congregational pieces tonight in addition to the special pieces of music that will be presented. And then interspersed are the readings. And if you've looked at your program or if you were here last year, then you understand how we do this. And so we begin as each reader reads with the microphone. Don't worry about turning it on and off. Jason will handle that in the back very ably, so we're grateful for him being here tonight. So just pass it to the next person for the next reader. This will not be used for any of the musical performances, so it never needs to come back up to the front until at the very end. And even then, I'm not sure. I don't think we even need it at the end, do we, Jason? Nope, we're good. Okay. So if you would not prefer to read, just pass it to the next person. There's no requirement that you read. If you definitely want to read, you might want to scoot toward the front because I think we have 37, 38 readers, and we have more people than we have readers. So there are a few spots scattered around. If you'd like to make sure you get to read, you can move forward. For those of you who are passing to the center, please do go ahead and step across and hand it to your neighbor across the aisle so the people on the other side get a chance to read. So if Mr. Marks had it, he would turn and hand it behind him, and it would come back along this line to Betty, and then she would hand it to Elijah. Speaking of Elijah, he has extra programs. Is there anyone here who does not have a program and would like a program? Good. I think we caught everyone at the door. Okay, afterwards we do have a fellowship time, so we hope everyone's able to join us downstairs for that. I would ask as another logistical matter that after the songs that there not be any applause so as not to break the flow. So if you would like to catch a musician afterward and thank them for their contribution of worship this evening, you should feel free to do that. But we'll hold the applause this evening. One other little item for children to note. Please no running upstairs or downstairs. The downstairs is sometimes a track meet. Usually that's acceptable, but tonight we have lots of people and we have food and we have tables and we have chairs. So the little room off to the side will be available for children to play in, but not in the main room that has the tables, chairs, and food, please. So if you parents and grandparents could help kind of regulate that, that would be fantastic. Okay, I believe I've covered everything that needs to be covered. So what I'm going to do is ask Pastor Gary to come and lead us in a word of prayer. And then I'm going to start the mic right here with Liesl, and she can pass it down this way and then back along the second row. But before she reads, Sam will come up and lead us in our first congregational hymn.
So. All right, let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence with us here this evening. We're thankful that we can come together as your people, rejoicing in the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that as we read these scriptures, as we hear the musical numbers, that you will bless that truth to our hearts. And we pray that as we worship you this evening, that you will receive the praise and honor you so richly deserve. So we ask your blessing to be upon our time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. One last note also. You will notice in the pew in front of you, in the back of that pew, there are two different hymnals. There's a grace hymnal and a Trinity hymnal. So scattered throughout, either because it's congregational and we would like you to join in the singing, or if it's a special piece but you'd like to follow along with the words, and sometimes that aids in being able to understand the words that are being sung, or if it's an instrumental piece, to recall those words, There will be a small G or T next to the number, and that tells you which hymnal to pick up if you'd like to turn and follow along with the words. And with that, Sam?
The Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, 'You shall not eat of every tree of the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.'"
Then the serpent said to the woman, "You shall not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you should go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
Therefore,
just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all sinned.
Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God.
Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The soul that sins, it shall die.
There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from of old, from everlasting.
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.
Thank you. Now in the sixth month, the angel of Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice highly, favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was.
Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has received in God my Savior, has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. And behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever.
Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days for her were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you. have the words begun to be. He is Alpha and Omega. He the source, the ending he. Of the things that are that have been. And that future you shall see. Evermore and evermore. Amen. Christ to thee with God the Father, and O Holy Ghost to thee, hymn and chant and high thanksgiving, and unwearied praises be. Honor, glory, and dominion, and eternal victory, evermore and evermore. Amen. Thank you.
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby Oh.
Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them.
Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship it." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it was written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star had appeared. And then he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also."
When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way.
Upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
Come unto me, all ye who are heavy laden, labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and ye will find rest for your souls.
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him.
The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Thank you.
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him.
And there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
Then he who sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, it is done.
Thank you.
These old hymns that we're singing, these Christmas hymns, are some of the best and the most profound hymns that that we sing. So I'm here to give the gospel message at the end here, but you've already heard it a number of times in these hymns. And the best part of the hymns is that they're all true. A child 2,000 years ago was born who was God and man. He was laid in a manger. The angels announced his birth to shepherds that were nearby. So let me read you the opening lines of a hymn. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. So hark, the herald angels sing. Do you know what a herald angel is? A herald is one who gives good news. And so a herald angel is an angel with a message. And so the angels sang, glory to the newborn king. That was their message. And what's the meaning of their message? Peace on earth and mercy mild. And what kind of peace was this child going to bring to earth? Well, all kinds of peace eventually. There will be peace on earth in every way. But the most important way, and what it all points to, is what it says here next, God and sinners reconciled. To be reconciled is to exchange enmity for peace and to exchange wrath for love. And the only way to be reconciled to God, to be a friend of God, to experience his love rather than his enmity when you're a sinner, is through the Lord Jesus Christ. He, as it says in Matthew, and this was said to Joseph, Mary's husband, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. The word, the name Jesus means the Lord saves, and that's what he was to do. He was born to die, to be raised from the dead in our place, to die as a substitute, and there's no other way to be right with God, to experience his mercy, than to put your trust in him. So the gospel message, it's good tidings of great joy. It's also a summons to you that you must decide in your heart to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's the only way to have peace.
Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the peace that we have in him. We're thankful that he died in our place to save us from our sins. And we're thankful that we can rejoice not only with believers here upon the earth, but with believers in heaven and the heavenly host, in saying, glory be to God, glory, Father, be to you alone for the great salvation that you've accomplished for us in Jesus Christ. We are your people, and we rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. And so we pray that this Christmas season that we will be mindful of Jesus Christ in all of our lives and all of our ways, and that we might know him and live for him day by day. Strengthen our hearts to walk with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.